Okay, what do you got?
Basically, what happened to your offense in the second half?
Well, missed shots. I mean, we had good looks at the basket. We just missed some shots. I thought we had some wide open shots. Weren't able to make them. We missed our free throws. I believe we missed 6 free throws in the second half. And those things keep you in the ballgame, so you hopefully have a chance to finish the ballgame. We got too big a gap and couldn't close it. Obviously, McGrady and had a great second half, and we were doing the best we could because he's a terrific player, and it makes it very difficult for us to guard him. And we do, we spread ourselves out pretty thin in the offensive rebound a couple of times, and we're in trouble.
What did you do so well in the first half this year?
Well, I thought we executed all night pretty well. I mean, we got good looks at the basket. We're not going to get as many layups, obviously. With their size, they're a great defensive team, and they put a lot of pressure on you, and you've got to be able to make some shots. And as I said, I thought we had good looks at the basket and wasn't able to drop it down.
Jerry, did you see that sequence at the end of the third quarter where you forced a turnover, and I guess Fisher just...
Yeah, that was huge. That was huge. It looked like our energy level had dropped when we got to that point. And that's when you got to keep playing. If one you have a little breakdown, that doesn't happen. We had three guys underneath the basket. It looked like, we kind of felt sorry for ourselves a little bit. And that's when you got to buckle down and go harder because you got to fight right back. And they're such a great team for us to try to deal with. You can't allow yourself to think backwards. If you miss a shot, you got to come out of there like gangbusters and compete to not let something else happen. One thing led to another.
What's Fisher done in the last regular season game, I think first game of April and first half of this, in terms of kind of forcing McGrady out of a comfort zone? Or
well, that's a mismatch. We know that to start with, but he gets up, tries to make him work as much as he can, tries to sit on him, but he's going to break through somewhere. We know that, but we've got to try to, when that happens, we've got to try to do a couple of different things, and we were very sluggish coming out and trying to get the ball out of his hands, and we didn't seem to have the desire, you might say, at that point to try to make it work. And we've got a young team, and they've got to learn that, and this type of game where you don't lose your ability to compete. And we went through a strange look like to me that we kind of lost our ability to really compete. I thought we competed hard in the first half, and I thought we competed hard for the most part, and then had good looks at the basket. Now, the next thing is got to be able to knock them down. We're trying to tell our players to relax, when the shot's there, you got to be able to knock it down, and you have to give them credit because they're big and long and put great pressure on you anyway.
Jerry, you're already doubling down. Is there anything else? How many more guys can you put on the break? That's just going to mean somebody's going to have to accept that 1-on-1.
Well, we aren't going to beat him 1-on-1. That's our the whole thing is we've got to, they're going to make some shots. He's going to make some big plays, but we have to play a full 48 minutes. We can't have 11-point quarter like we did and missing free throws and missing open jump shots because you still know they've got that ability to finish like they did and then they went to a smaller lineup to finish the ball game and. They still had him out there. They had better shooters. They had some shooters on the floor, and guys get a little reluctant to come off their man and try to give the kind of help you need to try to for us to overcome that.
Do you think that Memo and Carlos were a little intimidated inside some of their shots?
Well, some of those shots were wide open out on the perimeter. I felt pretty good all year long when they've had those kind of shots. We work to try to get some shots like that for big guys because those are shots that they can play and make over the year. And we're not going to always get a power play to get the ball inside because of their size. And we know that going in, and they certainly know that. And we have to make some of those, and we missed a. We missed what I thought was pretty decent shots.
Anything else?
Thanks. All right, thank you. Thanks.